Sí.
Good evening, Shador Toast.
Shabbat evening to you.
Tara.
Good evening, Shador Toast.
Good evening, Shabbat Toast.
Good evening. Good evening to you, Hannah.
Hi.
We'll start with the counting of the Omer. Last night we counted the ninth day of the Omer. We start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabar yichu ishkinte bitchila verchimu uchila v'yakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu v'ayim l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer. La'asof nachat ruach v'yotzreinu v'la'asof ratzon boreinu. V'ayinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu penenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu penenehu. Connect to the verses that prepare our consciousness. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Igmor Be'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Azdecha leolam maasei adicha el teref. Ikra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. V'ya'avor alayich v'yarech mitboseset. Bedamayich v'yamar lecha bedamayich chaye v'yamar lecha bedamayich chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo. Gedalta me'ad me'od ha'od v'hadar levoshta lavashta o'teod k'shama no'te shamayim k'ira. The blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Yud Hei Wav Hei Eloheinu Melech Olam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom asara yamim la'omer shehem shavua echad u'shlosha yamim. Today is day 10 of the Omer, which is 1 week and 3 days. Harachaman hu yachazir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera v'yameinu. And we all say amen. Now, connect to the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. Tlam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechamenu vivakenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. Derech, or darkecha, means a way or a pathway. How can you could strengthen your connection to Hashem? By following the pathway that He has laid out for us in His Torah. What can you commit to today to do additional mitzvot, perhaps additional study hours? Bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Ismechu viranenu. The letter Nun is can be utilized as a vaccine against its essence of falling. How can you avoid falling and still move forward in your spiritual path? Nu le'umim ki tishpod amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz hanem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu. Elohim Eloheinu yivarkenu. Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei haaretz. Well, now, please join me in the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemimcha, Tatir Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitach Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha. The letter Ayin is the 10th letter. The letter Ayin is a letter that connects to wisdom and also to the 70 nations through its gematria. As a word, it means an eye. How can you reach out to more people to bring them closer to Hashem? The best way is to be a better person today than you were yesterday, and let the people notice how you have changed. In what ways can you become better? Tazvenu tacharenu nora. Tufreshayan sentet nun. Nadibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchim Tacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamle, Bet Tet Resh, Sadi Tat Gimel. Asin Kadosh, Erov Tuvcha, Na'el Adatecha, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geyeh, Lam Ha'apene, Zohre Kiddushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo, Shin Kufav, Tzadiyutza. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, The tenth journey was leaving Dovka and camping in Alush. Alush means power. It refers to a powerful city or a city built by a powerful person. This symbolizes the stage in life when we rise to power, either at work or in another position of influence. Power is a double-edged sword which can be used either toward achieving greatness or corruption. Some say that the manna began to fall in Alush, and that was where the Jewish people kept their first Shabbat. Two divine gifts that empower us to access heaven as we traverse the earthly wilderness. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sepirata umer, yedei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu, kemo shekatavta, betorata, huspartem lachem, umacharat ha-shabbat miyom haviachem eto omer, atanufa sheva shabbatot temimot, tina mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shivit ha-tesefiru, kamishim yom kidei shi-tacharu, nafshot amcha Yisrael, Mizohamatam uvechein, kihiratzon milfanecha, Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, Eloheinu, Elohe avotenu, shebiskut sefirut, Haomer shesafarti, hayom yitukan, ma shebagamti besefirat, tiferet shebegevurah. Tiferet is mercy. Tiferet shebegevurah is mercy of judgment, mercy and power. Tiferet connects to compassion, to beauty, to balance, and to truth. Tiferet has both chesed and gevurah within it. How can one expand the power, one's influence, The best way is to be noticed, not by saying things with words. Is there a difference between judging and discernment? V'yetaher v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 25th day of Nisan, Rabbi Chaim Halberstam of Sons, Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Goldberg, the prophet that connects to this 10th day, to Tiferet Shebe Gevurah, is Samuel the prophet. Samuel was the son of Hannah and Elkanan, and he was raised in the Mishkan from the age of his weaning, approximately 3 years old. Samuel has a book in the Tanakh named after him. Samuel I can't say inherited, but the souls of Nadab and Abihu joined Samuel in his process of being a prophet. After they left Eliyahu, for a short period, they were in the prophet Samuel. I should say after they left Pinchas and before they entered Eliyahu. Our class today is from this Parasha of Tazria in section 8. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down till you find the Parasha Tazria. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 8. We will start with Pasuk 31. And after we start with Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Rishkite, Vidhilu, Urkimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urkimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, V'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, V'lasot Torah Mitzvah, V'ayhino Amadunai Elohinu, Aleinu Malasei Yadenu, Kurene, Aleinu Malasei Yadenu, Kurene. Pasuk 31. Uvayom hashmini yimo besar arlato ekudada lemigzar litmanya yomin geziru dekayama kadisha raza Ila adiktiv sod Hashem lireav uvrito lehodiyam lemaam liinun yireav inun dechalecham ta'a teharazad kaya yama kadisha laitchazen Legala barlehu wiraza tekayama kadisha aukmuha teitzmar bekama duktin. The translation. Ayaya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. That mitzvah is to circumcise on the eighth day the brit of the Holy Covenant. It is a supernal secret, as it is written. The secret of Hashem is with them that fear him, and he will reveal to them his covenant. To whom does he reveal the secret, which is the covenant? To the fearful who fear sin. For it is not suitable to reveal the secret of the Holy Covenant except for them. We have explained and learned the secret of the Holy Covenant in several places. My commentary, circumcision has been discussed in the preface to the Zohar, as well as in the Parashah of Lech Lecha. This is the first time that we have discussed this subject on the Yeshem website. That's no longer a true statement. Verse 32. Wirazada. Lechet yomin yihu chiyuva al alma delekol alma kadisha dikti uva yom hashmini imo basar arlato yom hashmini dahu at kayama kadisha vihu Tamina'a Lekol Dargin Ugziru Ehahu Kayama Leabira Hahu Arla Mikame Berit. The secret, which is on the eighth day, is a universal obligation to all the holy people, as it is written. And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The eighth day is the sign of the Holy Covenant, namely the Sefirah of Yesod, which is the eighth among the Sefirot. If you count the grades from Chachma down, Yesod is the eighth grade. Keter, the secret of the endless light, is not counted. The purpose of the circumcision of the Holy Covenant is to remove that foreskin, the secret of the impure serpent, from before the covenant, the Holy Yesod. My commentary. The foreskin is the end of the body. One of the terms used to describe the body is sof. In this categorization, the terms are rosh, head, tof, belly, in Aramaic, and sof, end. From this discussion, we realize that sof represents the malchut of the malchut of the negative system. The effect that teaches us this truth is the fact that underneath the foreskin is that when underneath the foreskin is not cleaned properly, there is a breeding ground for illness and disease. This is what I was taught. I have never verified this truth. On blogs devoted to criticizing circumcision, this truth is taught that it is false. I truly wonder what the statistics actually are. Verse 33. Dehabahu zimna demit kanche ama kadisha le abara. Ahu arla mikame berit kuchabarihu kanish kopa malya ileya veit gale dadailia bara lehahu arla beela mikame berit kayama Kadisha deha kol ovadim de Israel avdin letata mitare ovada ve'ela uhauzimna idach yayo ahu arla mikol ama kadisha le'ela uhahu arla Metach de mana hada beafra beashra ahu arla begaweya beraza diktiv benacha shafar lachmo beafar tokal kol yemechayecha. The translation. And when the holy nation gathers to remove that foreskin from before the covenant, the Holy One, blessed be He, gathers His retinue and reveals Himself so as to remove the foreskin, remove that foreskin above from before the sign of the holy covenant, Yesod. For all the deeds Israel do below rouse a deed above. Therefore, at the time the foreskin, which is the impure serpent, is banished from before the whole holy nation above, a vessel with dust is prepared for that foreskin, to keep the foreskin according to the verse, secret of the verses, and dust shall be the serpent's food. And dust shall you eat all the days of your life. My commentary. In the Orthodox tradition, the foreskin is buried in the earth. That is what this pasuk is referring. I buried the foreskin of my grandson in a place in the backyard that had a tulip plant that had not grown for a number of years. When the foreskin was buried there, the plant started to grow flowers. My son-in-law did not agree with me that the cause was the buried foreskin. Since he owned the property, his consciousness prevailed, and the next year, the plant did not flower. Pasuk 34. Mi kandila itzterich lianaga. Kelana behahu atar, aagidim avdre leya, mikamehai berit dekukteya, kadmita bera, mehai berit afra, ihu dehare, batar dehahu nachash. Ita bar mikame adam kuchabarihu shaweleya madoreya beafar dikti beafar tokal kal yame chayecha ukewam de kuchabarihu. Kadat bar leya mikame adam shawe madoreya viafra viatkin leya kach bahu gavna mamash anam tzrichin kadme abrit brin learla Leitachna Leia Afra the Mechewe Beya Batoreya. The translation. From this we derive that one must not act contemptuously towards that place, the foreskin, even though it is removed from before the member of the covenant. It is placed after being removed from that covenant in the dust, since after the serpent was removed from man, the Holy One, blessed be He, made him dwell in dust, as it is written, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, made him dwell in dust and formed him, so when He removed him from before men, so in the very same way, when He removes the foreskin, we should fix dust for it to dwell in. This commentary is to look at the commentary on Pasuk 33. Pasuk 35. Kol barnash itzterich lekarva hahu vira karbana Bekud shabarichu bechedva biru Teliba lemeyal leyav techot Gad po dishkinta Deit hashav kamei Kud shabarichu dihu karbana Shalim leit kabala berawa. The translation. Everyone has to offer a son as an offering to the Holy One, blessed be He, gladly and willingly to enter him under the wings of the Shekhinah. This is considered before the Holy One, blessed be He, as a peace offering and is willingly accepted. My commentary. Is the Zohar saying that the foreskin is a substitute for the offering of the whole child? My opinion is that it is. Pasuk 36. Vakarbana da kegavna de karbana divira da lechet yomin vedai veda lachet Yomim diktiv umiyam hashmini v'hala yeratza v'ma yeratza b'mebar aleya chad shabta kewan diabar aleya chad shabta kidein yeratza Dala karbana, dala karbana. Amai begin de eat the bak, the ease de mine. Legabe hahu shabbat. Raza divrit kadisha, the alda kolaba raza. Ila ahihu, alkein reaya. The translation. This offering resembles an offering from the cattle, as both occur on the eighth day as written, and from the eighth day and henceforth it shall be accepted. What makes it acceptable? It is because he already lived on Shabbat. because in 8 days there must be one Shabbat. Once he underwent one Shabbat, the one shall be acceptable for an offering. The animal and the other shall be acceptable, the circumcised child. The reason is that he cleaved and came to the Shabbat, to Malchut, the secret of the Holy Covenant, Yesod. This means that Yesod exists on Shabbat in its entirety, and hence the child receives illumination from it to institute his Holy Covenant. The cattle shall also be acceptable as an offering, because the sacrifice unites Yesod and Malchut, and one should therefore be established by the whole of Yesod on the Sabbath day. Everything follows a supernal secret. End of the Reaya Mahemna, the faithful shepherd, the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. My commentary. Why is the Brit performed on the eighth day? According to modern science, the clotting factor is not yet produced by the body until the eighth day. This is a physical effect of the energy of Shabbat, which is the spiritual reason behind performing the circumcision on the eighth day. That's the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting, we have three classes tomorrow, actually. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, and that will be to learn more about the Omer, especially the menorah psalm. Then there is the 3 o'clock class, which is the advanced reincarnation. And right after that, at 4:30 West Coast time, we will count the Omer. Are there any questions?
Counting the Omer tonight?
Say again?
Are you counting the Omer tonight?
We did that earlier, Bernice.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay.
Any other questions? You all have a beautiful week. Shavua Tov. And we will learn together tomorrow.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.